Welcome to the TMC Podcast. I'm Amy Tierney, Senior Editor at TMC. I'm joined today by Greg Plum, Director of Channel Development for the Conference Group, a full-service audio and web conferencing company located in Newark, Delaware. Today, we're going to talk about the role conferencing is playing in the business world and how organizations are taking advantage of the technology to save money and to be more efficient. To help address the growing need, the Conference Group has introduced ReadyShow Video, a multi-point video over IP service, which rounds out its comprehensive family of collaboration services. Thanks for joining me, Greg.
Thank you, Amy.
Let's talk a little bit about video and web conferencing. I understand that video web conferencing adoption rates are really soaring, and analysts say the weak economy has played a role in this. What's your take on it?
Well, I agree 100%. In addition to the economy, companies are trying to do more with less. I know that's a cliche phrase, but it's pretty much true for every company these days. They're looking to build their business while decreasing their operating costs. One way to do that is to cut back on travel expenses. We have a case study, actually, that we did. One of our first clients that adopted our video solution was flying to India, round trip, business class, $8,000 every time he went. And now he adopted our video technology to conduct interviews of potential candidates for jobs over in India. And he's paying a flat $100 a month for unlimited use. And you can see that where that would make sense financially when comparing the two scenarios. As far as the other drivers right now that are driving the adoption of web and video, obviously companies are looking to be green. It is certainly a solution that allows companies to, while saving money, they stay put. They don't have to hop in a plane. They don't have to even hop in a car. So it allows them to reduce their carbon footprint. And even though that might not be their primary driver, it's certainly a nice added benefit.
Thanks for that. How has the popularity of conferencing translated into the sales or the success of the Conference Group?
Well, the bread and butter business of conferencing for the Conference Group, as well as most providers in the industry, is still audio conferencing. The workhorse tool that we provide is the reservationless on-demand audio conference call that people can call in. Same passcodes, they get used to it. It's a business tool that they use on a daily basis. However, the new tools that are getting the attention, you know, the video and web conferencing solutions are getting quite a bit of attention today because, well, frankly, they're a little bit different. You know, they're newer than audio conferencing. It's really difficult to get wildly excited about an audio conference call. People have no problem getting excited about a multi-point video call while they sit at their computer and really need nothing more than a web browser and a webcam.
Now, how are conferencing solutions changing the way business is conducted today? It seems like it's playing a pretty big role.
It is. There's a dichotomy here. The money is being made in audio, and it's been that way for the last 10 years. It's still that way, even though these other technologies are coming out. However, how is it playing a role? Well, we're seeing technology growing by leaps and bounds. The dynamic is changing almost daily with new companies being introduced and with larger companies buying smaller companies. An example of this is Logitech purchasing Lifesize. That is an example of two businesses that did not seem to have, there was a little bit of similarity. There are some complementary services in that Logitech was a provider of hardware. Now suddenly they're getting into the service business. So it just shows how lucrative and how it's a wave that is coming. And I think we're still in the early part of it as far as the video goes. Historically, video has been held back by high expense. Very, very few people would have, you know, you would only be limited to those conference rooms that would have a view station or a large piece of equipment that was awfully expensive. So they were limited as to who could actually participate. And then you had bandwidth requirements. So today, the equipment required is much less onerous. The bandwidth is much less expensive. And you can even get into it using a laptop. So as a result, it's becoming much more ubiquitous and much more widely accepted. Now, not to mention being brought into the public eye by the likes of Skype and a couple of the other free services out there. These services that we're offering, that the industry, the paid services, provide a higher level of service, a business grade of services, but the free services have certainly indoctrinated the free world into the benefits and how easy it is to use a video call.
Now, Greg, what seems to be more popular, web conferencing and video conferencing, or audio conferencing?
Well, if we're going to gauge popularity by the discussions that happen between a salesperson and a prospect, right now the majority of those conversations are centered around web and or video conferencing, simply because these are the tools that are the latest and greatest and they get the people most excited. However, as far as revenue generation, that remains audio conferencing. Today, the vast majority of the providers in the industry are getting the lion's share, and when I say lion's share, I mean 80-90% of their revenue still comes from the classic reservationless conference, as well as the high-touch calls where you have an operator that conducts a carefully choreographed question and answer session for investor relations calls and whatnot.
Now, you touched on earlier some of the advantages of conferencing, such as green and reducing travel. What are some other benefits of using conferencing solutions?
Well, from a customer service standpoint, these technologies allow you to interact with your customer in a more intimate fashion without actually being right in front of them. The video is a prime example. While you don't have to get on a plane and fly across country, you're able to log into your computer and literally have a face-to-face meeting with your prospect. And now, with the newer technologies, it can be a multi-point. So rather than walking into a conference room, you're sitting at your desk and you're entering a kind of a virtual conference room, have your meeting, you're able to see expression, gauge the reaction. As soon as the meeting's over with, you click off, you close the meeting, and then you're on to something else without having to incur the time, expense, and aggravation really associated with travel, be it air travel or even travel by car or train.
Now, what new solutions has a conference group introduced to stay competitive?
Well, that's the name of the game. In what people call an overly commoditized industry, we do have to look for ways to stand out and offer advantages to our customer base to be able to grow our business in the face of decreasing margins. So some of the things that we've done, we've introduced a web portal where customers can actually control their call. They can view the call while in progress. If it's a full service call, they can view the question and answer queue, and they can jockey the people that are asking questions or even kick them out of the question queue to give them greater control. We can podcast. So if somebody records a call, we provide that service at no charge, and if they want to, they can actually set it up as a podcast and create their audience that will automatically be updated with any new content associated with that particular conference. So if they have a weekly update call, they can send out a link to their audience, and their audience will automatically be updated without ever having to dial into a call. It'll automatically update their podcast reader with the content. And these are all things that are available. In the past, they may have cost additional for these upgraded services, but now they're part of the baseline services, just again to try to differentiate and offer additional value to our customers. In addition to audio, those are some of the audio advances. In addition to that, we have on the web what I think is one of the most compelling offers in the industry that I've seen is a flat rate product. And that's brought to the industry by the likes of Citrix. You know, everyone's familiar with the GoToMeeting brand. As a result, others have followed suit, and we're one of them. And we've come up with a product that is, in my opinion, second to none from a functionality standpoint. And it's offered to our customers for a flat rate. For $99 a month, they get unlimited use of a web conferencing tool for 1,000 participants. So you can see where that would be cost-effective in pretty much any organization. Finally, I guess the international component has become very important for us, and we've seen a significant growth there. We are one of the few providers that have really focused on the international market, and currently we maintain approximately between 50 and 60 toll-free numbers from countries throughout the world that are able to access our bridges directly for the end user. So most customers today are geographically dispersed. They may be a home office in Australia working with a corporate in the UK, and then they have sales offices in the US. We're able to, with one set of passcodes, we have multiple phone numbers that can provide toll-free access into a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Again, Greg. This is Amy Tierney, Senior Editor for TMCNet. To learn more about the conference group, check out the conferencing and web conferencing channels on TMCNet. Thanks for joining us.